Hi, I'm Carol from Athens, New York. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.
Toronto's Park Rabbit Trio bridges the divide between acoustic and electronic keyboards with music that spans across genres, and we'll sample their pan-stylistic sound on the next Deep Threes. Plus music from A&D, CKZ, and Freddie Hubbard. Deep Threes. Where will the music take you?
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth Cortell of Woodland Hills, California. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that there will be at least two debates between candidates running for governor this year. The debates announced so far, June 7th and 16th, will be between Democrats in the primary election. Incumbent Governor Kathy Hochul, Long Island Representative Tom Suozzi, and New York City public advocate Jemani Williams are expected to participate in the debate. Williams, who is running on the Working Families Party line, wanted more than two debates, but says that Hochul previously said she would participate in, and I quote, multiple debates, end quote. She would only agree to two forums with the other candidates. Williams said, and I quote, the governor's refusal to accept additional invitations demonstrates an aversion to transparency and an unwillingness to speak openly about her own record, end quote. Suozzi said Hochul, and I quote, does not want to face the hard-hitting questions about her failures, end quote, on campaign issues such as crime, taxes, and corruption. Suozzi said, and I quote, the voters should be entitled to hold her accountable, end quote. Instead of creating debates that all media could air, the June 7th debate will be hosted by WCBS-TV Channel 2, CBS News New York, and News Radio 880, all in New York City. The other debate on June 16th will be hosted by NBC New York, Telemundo 47, and the Times Union. Read more about this story in the Times Union. New York State of Politics reports that though the New York State Labor Department's Farm Laborers Wage Board voted in January to treat farm workers the same as most other workers, they are still not getting overtime pay after a week of 40 hours of work. Richard Witt, executive director of Rural Migrant Ministry, said, and I quote, I'm really at a loss as to what is taking so long. For years, actually, we've heard the Farm Bureau and other farmers say that they couldn't afford this change, and the governor put in the budget a tax credit that would enable them to afford it. So I think the governor has addressed their main concern. So I'm really at a loss as to why this delay, end quote. The Farm Laborers Wage Board still needs to vote to adopt its official report from January. Then State Labor Commissioner Roberta Reardon will have 45 days from when she receives the report to approve it or overturn the vote. Most all workers in New York get overtime pay after 40 hours of work in a week, but not farm workers. Which said, and I quote, there's really no moral justification for not treating farm workers the same. They have families, they need to pay their bills, end quote. Farmers who would have to pay the overtime rates are opposed to farm workers being treated the same way as grocery store employees. On May 11th, the Business Council of New York State, the National Federation of Independent Businesses of New York, and Upstate United sent letters to Governor Kathy Hochul asking to keep the threshold for farm workers' overtime at 60 hours of labor a week. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Tim Martin reports that Catskill High School plays Chatham for the Patroon Baseball Conference title on May 13th. Catskill defeated Maple Hill May 11th, 3-2 to advance, while Chatham beat Greenville 9-3 on May 11th. The conference championship takes place at 4:30 p.m. at Columbia Green Community College. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m., then more showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 80 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m., and then a slight chance of showers. It will be mostly cloudy with the temperature low of around 62 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers before 11 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 80 degrees. And more showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm on Sunday night, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 62 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. In Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Matt and Cassidy Bua of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
This one won't miss. Awesome beyond description.
The most extraordinary output ever to emerge from the motion picture studio.
It cost $4 million and it has 4 million thrills.
Number 10.
Next, we hear, "It's hard to say exactly how I feel," from the 2022 EP 5 for 5 from Jaded Azarides, which is Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer and legendary bassist Mike Watt from the Minutemen and Firehose and other projects.
Like train wheels whispering to a stop. Like a peony releasing scent, transitioning from humble to glorious. Like rust. Like tiny scissors snipping paper dolls from frozen leaves. Like silver switches where the freight comes through. Like boot treads stamping clubs and diamonds. Like the word swan in blue neon. Like bodega lights down the hill and the final darkness of the river. The next-door neighbor might be a problem. He asked me to let him into the basement to make a repair. Buckling joists, stair lip, quarter round, mold on a cardboard box. Hide here. Under this table. Voices in the kitchen. Can I have a bite? You ask such penetrating questions. Roughened hands scrape dust, ridden with fleas. Heavy weight on my chest. I press the curve of a rib, then the rib next to it, until I find the spot that hurts. Everyone is laughing. My organs crush together. Light a candle. Leave the room. Lock the door. It's a kind of suicide. The woods and water are on fire. The village is on fire. The amusement park burns down. It seems final, but it isn't.
Number nine.
Pass the blame and pin it on somebody.
Here's some brand new music from Calexico, the rhythm section of Joey Burns and John Convertino. They've been playing together now for 32 years. And Calexico, the band, has just released their 13th studio album in April. It's called El Mirador. It's on Anti Records and also on City Slang Records. And this is maybe my favorite of all of their albums so far, if that's possible. A band that I love, but this is really an outstanding record. Playing their sound, which has been described as desert noir. It's kind of the border sounds of mariachi, banda, conjunto, and cumbia, along with indie rock and jazz in a totally unique mix. We heard the song Cumbia Peninsula from the new album El Mirador from Calexico.
Number 8.
Fatima El Khadiri on the radio at WGXC with Witchcraft from the 2022 album La Abuela on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
7.
Here are four legendary jazz names. On reeds, Daniel Carter. On piano, Matthew Shipp. On bass, William Parker. And on drums, Gerald Cleaver. This is the song Sun Verified, from the 2022 album Welcome Adventure Volume 2.
Thank you.
Number
six.
Six.
Congotronics International there performing with Deerhoof, Juana Molina, the Kasia All-Stars, and others on a 2022 song called Where's the One?
Number five.
Next, here's the Hudson-based band Buke and Gase from their 2022 album Buke and Gase and Ra Ra Gabor. This is the song Ponds.
Oh.
2022 song from the Baltimore-based duo Matmos from their Thrill Jockey album. That's the song Flash Cube Fogwares Glucha Afarish Slow.
Number
3.
That was the Ibibi Sound Machine with Electricity from 2022.
Number
two.
Lock all the windows and march up the stairs, and you're looking to me, but I'm so unprepared for it. Nothing's the same, and I swear that I'm haunted. It's not fair to you, and it's not what I wanted, but we cannot get better.
That was the 2022 single Back to the Radio from Porridge Radio on the radio at WGXC.
Number
one.
Yeah.
Ghost Power there, members of the bands Dymaxion and Stereolab, with their 2022 album Ghost Power and the song Asteroid Witch on the radio at WGXC. Here is new music released in 2022 from the Anti-Dawn EP. This is Burial, and the track is called Strange Neighborhood.
I didn't follow there. Came around my way, came around my way. Make me feel like I'm alone. came around my way. Thank you.